The objectives for the committee that I chaired at KCC was to look at how we can get a high number of children from poorer families to access grammar schools. And what we wanted to see ultimately was children of high academic ability, whatever their background, having fair access to grammar schools. So we think it's the right thing to do, and we're encouraged that this is taking place or possibly mooted across other parts of the country where levels of social deprivation are pretty high. Head teachers of primary schools have a fundamental role to play in identifying children from poorer families and make sure that they get the support they need to be able to be put in for the Kent test in the first place. We know that there are children from poorer backgrounds who are bright, who are not taking the Kent test, or when they do take the Kent test and narrowly miss out on passing it, aren't being supported at a head teacher assessment stage or in parental appeal stage. But we know that there are children who are being supported by primary head teachers in Kent to take the test and supported the appeal stage, but we need more children from poorer backgrounds to be supported so they too can access grammar schools in the same way that middle class families can. In Kent, we have grammar schools in affluent areas and we have grammar schools in deprived areas. So there is more or less equal access across Kent to access grammar schools. But I think this is an issue that obviously is gaining momentum nationally. And it'd be interesting to see what happens in other areas of the country where deprivation levels are high. But the key thing is, across the country, we still have an issue in the top professions, in law, in politics, in the finance, where privately educated pupils are dominating these professions. And grammar schools provide a great vehicle for enabling middle-class families and children from poorer backgrounds to be able to access those professions in the same way that privately educated pupils do.